is of a committee, which is a multi-party committee, and it's of majority. But if there are minority views that don't support the report, that would not be reflected in the document. But the minute will stipulate that a certain party didn't support the report, but the report will be read as adopted by the committee.
Well, I think we can change our mind if the tea is not arriving. And such, because people have had the report for some days now, and we can put it on vote. But can I seek a guidance that to members after they deliver the report for so many days want us to go page by page, or they want me to put the report as a report for adoption? As Honorable Butiko.
I don't think it's necessary to go page by page. If we can just get some clarity again on the what is it, Central Drug Authority. Because I was going to be under the impression that we are going to make a recommendation, and I don't see a recommendation. Just want to get some clarity on the issue again. Maybe I missed something in the previous committee meeting.
You will be accommodated. Can I get from the members whether they want us to go to recommendations straight? Or do I put it page by page, Honorable and Mama Mapulan?
Not a person. I think let's go to the recommendation because it seems that people go for it.
Okay. Honorable Shishpongi as seconded. Can we then go ahead straight to, because our today we are officially opening this meeting. Mm-hmm. It has got only one agenda. Mm-hmm. But to be more professional and legal, can I request that we receive apologies and also that we are correcting. The secretary must ensure us that we are in order in terms of the quorum, and then we can go ahead. Apologies, please.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. As we said, we are a quorum. We are 11 members, and in terms of the rules, the quorum must be 50 plus. So we are 6 members, which means we are a quorum. We are 50 plus. And I received a couple of apologies. One is from Honorable Masango. She won't be able with us today due to other commitments. Also, Honorable Wilson. She has a family crisis and long-standing commitment. And one is from Honorable Fana Merle. She has another meeting that takes place at the same time, as well as Honorable Marino. She also has a meeting. And one of Honorable Sonte, who is working with us today. So those are a few apologies. Thank you very much.
Can I put the apologies for acceptance by members? Are the members Honorable Soletti and second Honorable Bell? So we have accepted the apologies. They are being bound by our decision. They are part of this meeting. Mm-hmm. Then can I then go to the business of the day, which is actually the adoption of the portfolio committee and budget vote report? And then because we have been going through this report, and at some stage we were thinking we are really very ready. I am convinced therefore that members are ready, but all we wanted to make ready were that the report must be inclusive of all views insofar as recommendations are concerned. And therefore, can I request members to go to page 20 of their report in order to deal with the last item, which is item number 10, recommendations. And I think, can I simply read it, will take us less than 3 minutes. The committee recommends that the minister, in partnership with relevant departments, should ensure that the integrated plan that seeks to integrate their food security programs address the long-term impact of drought. As well, the minister should ensure that the department strengthens its verification system on beneficiaries who qualify to receive its services. This will ensure that the services reach the right people within the current financial year. ministers should ensure that the department develops policy directives that will compel provinces to set annual targets to absorb social workers towards achievement of the medium-term target of obtaining 100% absorption by 2019. The minister should ensure that SASA expands its communication strategy to include education of social grant beneficiaries about the dispute resolution mechanism. It should also perfect initiatives to improve operations and efficiency of the call center within the current financial year. This was seen as an urgent nature. The minister should also ensure that SASA includes its communication strategy, education of social grants. Of social grant beneficiaries on the provisions of Social Assistance Act, particularly the provision that requires disability assessment to be verified by the state doctors. The minister should ensure that SASA, within the current financial year, prioritizes the contracting process of payment vendors to address the gap in the implementation of the policy on the vendor payment system. This would prevent the exploitation of social grant beneficiaries by the payment vendors. The minister should ensure that DA within the current financial year develops a clear funding strategy to raise the 292 million to fund the implementation of the new business case model that is what they had presented to us before. And then the conclusion. Okay. And can then I get Okay. Can you come on? This is time for us to make our inputs. You are on the floor, wherever you go. Can you just please try and get all sweating now?
Now, I'm very glad to see that the recommendations included of the social workers, and you know that we are going to put in the recommendation on the food security programs to address the drought. So I think the recommendations is a reflection of what we discussed in the committee.
Okay, can I allow also my team here to say something?
Thank you, Chairperson. It's not a big thing, just a small editorial on the first recommendation. That within the current financial year, we move it to the minister should ensure that the department within, than being in the last part of the sentence, because it changes the meaning. As it reads, it's like this will ensure that the services can reach the right people within the current financial year. But it is something that should happen from now onwards. But the system should be, the development of that system should be done within this year. I don't know if I'm making myself clear. The first recommendation. I'm supposing that it reads, the minister should ensure that the department within the current financial year strengthens the verification, department strengthens its verification system. So that within the current financial year right now is at the second sentence.
The second? Oh, my apologies.
Oh, the first, second one, my apologies. Yeah. So I'm saying, ma'am, as it is now, within the current financial year is in the last sentence. This will ensure that the services reach the right people within the current financial year. My suggestion is we move that one to the first line. Because the point here is for the verification to be strengthened within this year. That's the recommendation. Then the services reach the people within this year. That's the meaning. I want to push it there because the recommendation for the strengthening of the system.
Recommendation, we should in fact the CTA is a recommendation. It's not that the CTA is an entity or an edge, but to say something about it, acceleration is I think it's a matter of saying they must check up like any, but we need to make some recommendations. They must check up on CTA. And not just keep quiet. We know they report in many people, but in our situation of the drugs and so on, we want them to do something honorable.
Thank you, Chairperson. I really don't know how to put it. I haven't been thinking about it because the shortcomings that we see in the CDA are caused by the different departments that are supposed to submit the reports to the CDA. So I don't know how we can put that to the minister and the cabinet. Because really, if they keep on doing what they are doing, not giving the report to the CDA, it means we'll still be having the same problem that we are facing. I don't know how to put that, whether we should say the minister or the cabinet or whoever is responsible, they really should begin to give the report to the CDA. Or to take it, I don't know how to put it. I've been trying, baby. Can I get assistance?
But I can add to what you are saying, that in our recommendation, we will direct this recommendation to the minister. Because when you articulated that they are whatever, they report to parliament, but they actually were approved by cabinet. If therefore they report to the minister, so our recommendation will go direct to the minister. But I can take it back to say the past court parliament had a clear resolution in their legacy report that they feel strongly that this is an authority which should be upgraded to a level of being an entity so that it expands its footprint in provinces. Also, this committee, this current fifth parliament portfolio committee, had actually recommended that because the department is only, the CDA is only piggybacking on social development in each province. They don't have an office, so their footprint is not there. They were supposed to establish village committees, local municipality committees and provincial committees, of which they have not. And therefore, the recommendation that at least it must be an entity and then begin to devolve its services to where they are needed most. And I would then request that when they craft this recommendation, they include what could have been done in the S1 portfolio committee as a recommendation, that it, because even the motion that was made, I think by the motion that was agreed by in parliament was that it be an agent. So there are many recommendations on it being an agent. Our recommendation is that that must be implemented, because we believe if it is an agency, all its challenges will actually diminish. So can we get the can I then put this report, budget vote, for adoption? And can I see that? Because the house rules have been addressed in terms of are we correcting? So we are, or can I recognize Honorable Mugulan?
No, Chair, on behalf of the ASC and the members of the committee, I would like to report with the recommendation of the ACA that says that I really want to.
Can I request the member to get a mic that is working, because you need to record it.
No, Chair, I'm saying I'm happy as a member of this committee and member of the ANC to adopt this report, and including the recommendation that you have just asked in terms of the NDA to be proposed as an entity, as well as a focal point in terms of the social activism issues in our country in the scope of the committee. Thanks.
Can I get a second? Ms. Tulisa, please. Thank you, Chair. because that in particularly when it is several entities adopted by this portfolio committee and then will be forwarded to the House. Okay, thank you very much. And I also want to extend my appreciation and gratitude that thoroughly all parties participated in this report and were given their relevant time to speak. And also to convey the message that as the chair and the whip, we are very happy that we were able to do our business and finish in time, including that of the amendment bills. So I'm very happy because when we go and debate and when we come back, we'll be doing some other things without any other deadlock. So for your attendance and your participation, I appreciate. Honorable,
I think the amendment law will be debated by the 19th of this month. Honorable Chairperson, the amendment I think will be debated by the 19th of this month. I spoke to Honorable Bengu this morning. So say they'll pick it up if it's in the ACC and then they'll program it for us. Thank you. Yes, by the 19th.
Yes, thank you very much for the information. We are now focusing on debating this matter. It's going to be very interesting. Thank you very much.